Cholesterol, one of the most controversial topics in medicine
So controversial.
and personal for me, because I was diagnosed with high cholesterol a
Very
few years
personal.
ago. Controversial and personal.
There you go. Welcome to Talking with Docs. I'm Dr. Brad Weening, and I have laryngitis. I'm not sick.
I'm Dr. Paul Zalzal, and did you go out partying last night and not invite me? Because you
No.
sound like you were on a bender.
I was on call. I was actually in the operating room.
Okay, so
Okay.
you're gonna be able to talk for this?
I'm going to have to talk low and slow, which is very unnatural for me, but it's probably good therapy.
Perfect.
My family will be happy.
The dream come true.
Okay, so cholesterol is a very naturally occurring substance. It's in our bodies. All of
Yeah.
our cells make it. It's a critical part of cell membranes and hormones. So cholesterol in and of itself is not the problem.
Yeah, I mean, our body needs it. And like you
Yeah.
said, it's part of the cell membrane, which is
Yep.
the membrane around our cells, which is a really smart part of the cell because it determines what comes into the cell, what goes out of the
Yeah.
cell, kind of differentiates us from a plant. It
Right.
has cell walls.
Yes.
Our cells are more flippy floppy
Yep.
thanks to cholesterol.
Yep.
Hormones, right?
Yeah.
Testosterone, a lot of different hormones rely on cholesterol or built on cholesterol.
Right.
And digestion.
Right.
Geez, we need cholesterol to
We
digest
do.
food,
Yeah.
right? Without cholesterol, our liver wouldn't be able to make the bile that we need to digest food. So it's super important in our bodies.
And when we're talking about cholesterol, when people talk about high cholesterol, they're actually not talking specifically about cholesterol. They're talking about the protein or the lipoprotein that carries cholesterol because it's fatty. It can't kind of be floating around on its own in our blood. It needs a
Right.
carrier to get in and out of different cells. So
Yeah.
usually we're talking about low density lipoprotein or LDL.
Right, as opposed to HDL. And medicine over the years has kind of oversimplified it. Say there's good cholesterol and there's bad
Right.
cholesterol. The good cholesterol is your HDL,
Yeah.
the bad cholesterol is your LDL.
And I think this is because historically, everyone likes like a simple villain, like
Right.
a single cause.
Right.
Hey, cholesterol is a problem with heart disease and stroke and death. Let's just get rid of the cholesterol. Problem solved. Look at us doctors. We're so smart.
Right. That's kind of where, how this has evolved over the years.
Right.
Okay.
What I would say out of the gate, though, is that decades of well-done, well-controlled studies show that having elevated cholesterol is 100% associated with increasing your risk of heart attack and stroke. There is some controversy about the benefits of lowering your cholesterol and altering your death rate or your mortality, but I think the part that cholesterol is in the plaques that are in our vessels is
Fine.
not negotiable.
Fine. What
Would you agree with
isn't,
that?
I'd agree with that. But what
Okay.
is negotiable is what level is high cholesterol, considered high cholesterol,
For sure.
for one, and who can tolerate having a high cholesterol where it doesn't affect their outcomes.
Right.
Okay. And I'd said this before, you'll have people who have high cholesterol and never had a heart attack,
Right.
people who have normal cholesterol and have had a heart attack.
And I think that is where a lot of the controversy has come. And maybe people go, well, this makes no sense. Like,
Right.
my friend was totally healthy, didn't have high cholesterol, he had a heart attack. And then my other person
Yeah.
eats horribly, has really high cholesterol,
Yeah.
hasn't had a heart attack. It doesn't seem, it's just like there are people that smoke for 40 years and don't get lung cancer.
So this is why it's
Yeah.
controversial, right?
Right.
It's one piece of information, it's one measure,
Right.
but I think it needs to be taken in context of other risk factors.
Sure.
Smoking, diabetes, family history, hypertension,
Right.
those kind of risk factors you have to take into account. And we've even seen studies, we reviewed studies
Yeah.
a few weeks ago
Yes.
when we looked at all the risk factors
Yeah.
for coronary artery disease and cardiovascular events.
Yes.
And sure, smoking, obesity, diabetes, those
Yep.
kind of hypertension, they
Right.
really did influence it. And the cholesterol risk factor
Yeah.
actually didn't affect these
In some of the
outcomes.
studies,
In
yes.
fact, looked like it had the opposite effect.
Right. And in addition to that, we've learned how bad chronic inflammation is. And really, it's all about persistent inflammation in our body and our blood vessels. We all have plaques in our vessels. Those plaques can become unstable. When they break, it's actually the clot that forms in response to that
Right.
plaque, typically that leads to a heart attack or stroke. So it's modifying so many factors like your blood pressure and your diet, not just lowering your cholesterol is not the only way to do it. But this is the thing about controversial topics, particularly with social media
Yeah.
and with health influencers, is that A, something controversial gets a lot of clicks and views.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. But
Right.
you have to be a little bit careful with where's the motivation. So just quickly, let's talk about that. So one thing I would say is that some people vilify the cholesterol hypothesis because of the diets that they promote, whether that's low carb, keto, carnivore, whatever, because sometimes those diets elevate your LDL and it's a way to justify their diet. That's the first thing.
Okay. Okay, on that diet thing,
Yes.
if you have high cholesterol and you're trying to lower your cholesterol, it turns out that how much cholesterol in the food you eat has a very little effect
on
your cholesterol level. So don't make the mistake of saying, oh, then it doesn't matter what I eat if I have high cholesterol, because if I eat cholesterol, it doesn't affect my cholesterol.
Or even the other mistake, saying this food is kind of crappy but has no cholesterol,
yeah,
then who cares?
Here, let's look at that right now. If
okay,
we look at
two labels.
Yeah, let's look at the label of a Twix bar. I love the Twix bar.
Poor Twix.
Have you had a Twix recently?
No, not recently, but I do enjoy a Twix every now and then.
Because you can eat one. You can wait a bit and then eat the other one.
I cannot eat one.
Or eat two. Okay.
If
I have high cholesterol. So I remember years ago when I was trying to cut back my cholesterol, I'm like, oh, look, a Twix bar only has 7 milligrams of cholesterol. And we'll put this on the screen.
Yeah.
And that's like 2% of my daily intake. So I can eat like 50 Twix bars and I'm good.
It's a lot of Twix.
However, the saturated fat comes in at 95% of
Whoa.
The daily.
How many Twix is that for you?
And you! How many Twix does that make for you today? Like 8 Twix?
No.
8 is clock bar is good.
It's a Twix! They're all Twix! It was a setup! A setup, I tell you! And you found it!
So that I can't eat a Twix and that's it. I can't eat anything else for the day.
But why? Why do you care about saturated fat?
Okay, so that's the deal. And let's quick, before we cover that, let's look at the chip.
Okay, sorry.
A bag of chips, okay?
Yeah.
This one's really good because you look at the back of the bag of chips, and I'll show you this one. We'll put this on the screen. Well, how much cholesterol is in that bag of chips?
Zero cholesterol.
Zero cholesterol. So I'm like, yes, I can eat as many chips as I want.
No, you can't.
But if you look at the lipid profile and the saturated fats, you're at 24% of your daily intake.
That's not good, Paul.
Okay, so the deal is the saturated fats are what encourage, I'm oversimplifying this so I can understand it, is what triggers your liver to make the cholesterol.
Sure, and trans fats are even worse. The trans are number one, saturated number two for sure.
Right. And then they trick your liver into into reabsorbing the cholesterol and recycling it, because your liver really does reduce, reuse, recycle your cholesterol.
Yeah.
And so the trans fats, the saturated fats, those are the culprits in your food that are going to make your cholesterol go up, much more so than cholesterol.
Yeah, cholesterol is like number three, and then refined carbs and sugars actually on the list. Don't freak out, all the people like, what about sugar?
Processed foods too. Yeah. So don't be tricked if you look at a label. I don't know why they put the cholesterol on the label.
Because they want you to think that it has no cholesterol. It's good for you. It's very intentional.
Okay, so don't think, oh, this bag of chips has zero cholesterol.
I'm surprised it's not cholesterol-free chips. I'm sure that's not the name.
I think they did have labels
years ago. Of course they did. Well, why? Because you bought into it. You're like,
I did.
Twix.
And salty. Yeah. And so that basically, don't be tricked by that. Don't think, oh, I have high cholesterol. This food has zero cholesterol, or this junk food has zero cholesterol, so I can eat it.
Right.
That's wrong.
Okay. We're going to circle back. Mm-hmm. Health influencers, why do they vilify cholesterol, even though it may not be totally true? So first is the diet side, sport. Mm-hmm. Number two is the lack of trust or the growing mistrust of mainstream medicine.
Yeah.
So it's an easy narrative saying, look, these doctors are telling you your cholesterol's a problem. Don't listen to them. They're stupid. Don't go to your doctor. Yeah. Just...
Is that what we're saying?
No.
No.
We're not saying
No.
And then number three is beware of anyone that has another specific agenda to either sell you a book, some supplements, coaching program, trying to make money out of it.
Is that what we're doing?
No.
No.
No, we're not doing any of that stuff.
No.
Oh, so that's why.
We should.
Okay, so is there any evidence, though, Paul, that shows that they've done any studies where low cholesterol kills people faster and high cholesterol maybe is protective? Is there such a study?
Well, in I don't know in terms of study that I don't know what you're getting at.
Okay.
But I know that if you have, for example, if you take someone who has liver failure, one of the prognostic indicators that they're not going to do well is when their cholesterol goes down.
Right. So you're kind of getting to it. There are a couple studies, particularly one in 2022, that showed people that had lower cholesterol actually had higher mortality. And so then that was interpreted by people who have an agenda or maybe are misinformed that, hey, low cholesterol actually kills you faster. And this, I've seen this on social media lots of times. Hey, low cholesterol kills you. So that's actually not true. So in this group of people, it is a sign of generalized declining or declining health or being unwell. So those people died faster. And people that had slightly higher cholesterol, maybe it was protective in an odd way, but yeah. not a reason to go out and try to raise your cholesterol so that you can live longer.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying losing weight is going to kill you.
Right, to a point.
Well, because we see, like, and the same thing with yes. weight loss. Like cholesterol, there's an ideal level. Same thing with body fat, right?
Like the J curves.
Right, because if you see, like every time I see someone in the office and they're like, oh, and I lost 50 pounds, my first question is, were you trying or how did you do that?
Right.
And the reason I ask this question right off the bat yeah. is because unexplained weight loss
or unintentional.
Unintentional yeah. weight loss is an indication of chronic illness, something bad might be
sometimes
going on.
Sometimes cancer, unfortunately.
Even cancer, right?
Yeah.
That's one of the things, one of the signs of cancer yeah. is unexplained, unintentional weight loss when you're right. not trying to lose weight. So same thing with cholesterol. That might have been what biased that study,
yeah.
is it is a prognostic indicator of bad health.
And the author certainly acknowledges in the article that people that misrepresent the study, they never say, oh yeah, the authors actually said, hey, there's a bunch of sick people and they had low cholesterol, so the data is skewed, but those yeah. people don't mention that. So
yeah.
really important.
So it's just a little more nuanced in cholesterol, but it's right. like many other things in medicine, right? There's an ideal thing. Same with your blood pressure.
Okay.
Oh look, this person's doing awesome. Their blood pressure's 80. Well, yeah. they just got shot and they're bleeding out, right. so that's why they're hypotensive.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so for all the people who are trying to get through the weeds of cholesterol, what's our take-home message?
I don't have one. I mean, I don't okay. know. I struggle with this every
you
day.
You don't have a take-home message?
I take a statin,
yes.
and every night when I take it, and my family doctor's trying to increase it to get my numbers better,
yeah.
I think about this every time. Is this the right thing to do? Should
right.
I be doing this?
Okay, so I'd say generally it's very, very nuanced. That's the first
okay.
thing.
For the average person
yes.
who's healthy and doesn't have any other risk factors,
right.
I can't say what the answer is.
Well, no, and I think research would maybe say if you're young, active, have no family history, have no other metabolic risk factors, having borderline elevated cholesterol is probably not a huge issue. You maybe don't have to take medication. That's yeah. a discussion for you and your doctor, but I think it's not the panic button.
That's on one extreme.
That's the first one. Second one is if you do have high cholesterol, you have diabetes, high blood pressure, family history, you don't exercise and you smoke, you are someone that probably would see the benefits of considering medication for this yeah. if you've unsuccessfully lowered it elsewhere.
Or if you're in a group that's had a heart attack in the past, has had some sort of revascularization, whether it's a stent or bypass, or
right.
you've had like an aortic aneurysm and you've got a stent,
right.
or someone like that.
Great evidence to show.
Definitely, that it's you need to be on medication to lower your, not definitely, but most likely you need to be on medication to lower
yes.
your cholesterol. Those groups, it's pretty well defined.
Agreed.
But it's everything in between.
And I think the other take-home message is cholesterol is a part of the problem. That's not negotiable and that's not going away. There are a whole bunch of other parts of the problem that
yeah.
now we recognize, and that's why that simple model from before is flawed, and that's why people kind of attack it. But don't think that cholesterol is not a problem, because it's a problem. And you don't need to eat any of it. It actually doesn't serve a purpose.
No, but eating cholesterol isn't going to put you over the edge.
Yes.
It's the other things in the food that will raise your cholesterol
Agreed.
Level. And someone's going to say big pharma, and that is true, right? Whenever you have an industry that is making money off of a certain intervention,
yes.
which is just about every medical intervention,
yeah.
then it introduces bias in the studies.
Sure.
And I agree with you, big pharma plays a big role
sure.
in the messaging that's coming out about cholesterol,
yeah.
for sure. So it is complicated. It's
sure.
really complicated. We've explained a few extremes where okay, yeah, you don't have to worry about your cholesterol,
yeah.
and yeah, you do have to worry about your cholesterol. And there's a whole gray area in between.
Right.
But hopefully, in the future, we'll keep our eyes on I keep my eye on these studies all the time.
Yeah.
And we'll bring them to you when we see a study that might shed some light on this. But right now, it is controversial.
There you go. If you like this video, please like it, subscribe to our channel, leave a comment about your thoughts on cholesterol, statins, whatever you like, leave comments.
Yeah, talking with docs, just talk about it.
Talk about it.
Remember, you are in charge of your own health.
We'll see you next time.